Pullman voters approved adding fluoride to their water in 2008. The chemical was added in 2011, but a week later, the majority of village board members voted to stop putting fluoride in the water. Since then, board members have sparred over how much and what kind of fluoride to add to the water. Opponents say they worry about fluoride's health effects and people should choose whether to use it. Supporters, government agencies, and many health providers say it prevents tooth decay. Now, after years of debate, the Public Works Department will add the federal government's minimum recommended dosage. Village Board President Nancy Proctor says adding fluoride will bring rapidly expanding Holman up to par with other communities.
We have a very thriving municipality that is, in the last 15 years, has doubled in population. And this is just one of the other things that has not been available, and it should be.
Proctor says the village lost more than $70,000 in the debate since it had to recycle the unused fluoride. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 90% of Wisconsinites who drink public water get the recommended levels of fluoride, while 63% of residents on well water do. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.